questions.
Hi, brothers and sisters. When we began listening to the words from the Lord, and Neil asked us to listen for a word of the Lord on healing, right from that moment, I just saw a picture of the Lord before us as he literally is our healing and our wholeness. And I felt that while he's inviting us to enter into a place here now and maybe avail of a moment of healing, he is actually also inviting us to something more permanent. And I have the sense of him inviting us to enter in. And there's a couple of passages. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust. That he wants to cover us with his own shadow, the shadow of the Almighty. And that is the place where he dwells, and he who is healing itself, the eternal healing of the Most High, invites us to dwell, to be covered with his shadow. The other passage that was on my mind was Malachi 4, verse 2. For you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And the original translation from Hebrew was with healing in its tzitzit, which is the fringes of the prayer shawl that the Jewish men used to use. And so I saw the Lord with his prayer shawl, his own prayer covering, inviting each one of us, not just to a moment of healing, but to actually come in and dwell in that place where he covers us with his own prayer covering. He has offered his life to the Father on our behalf. And this is the place of healing. This is the place of wholeness. And he actually invites us to live there. And so as we go out from this place, the Eternal One is going to continue to heal us. And finally, I got the sense that this is actually his longing for us to come and dwell in this place. And the passage that came to me was from Matthew 23. How often have I longed to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. Just that we would take that picture away with us, that the Lord is not just present in one instant. He is the eternal God, and he is our healing and our wholeness. And he invites us to enter into that place of the covering of his own, the shadow of Shaddai, the shade of the Almighty, where we can live. Amen.